Hachette Audio presents A Boy and His Dog at the End of the World. Written and read by C.A. Fletcher.
For the midnight swimmers and all past and present members of the 2 o'clock tea club, especially Jack, Harry, Molly, and Hannah, may your beaches always have fires, dogs, and laughter on them, whatever the weather. A note on spoilers. It'd be a kindness to other listeners, not to say the author, if the discoveries made as you follow Grizz's journey into the ruins of our world remained a bit of a secret between us. A man stole my dog. I went after him. Bad things happened. I can never go home. Chapter 1. The End. Dogs were with us from the very beginning. When we were hunters and gatherers, walked out of Africa and began to spread across the world, they came with us. They guarded our fires as we slept, and they helped us bring down prey in the long dawn when we chased our meals instead of growing them. And later, when we did become farmers, they guarded our fields and watched over our herds. They looked after us, and we looked after them. Later still, they shared our homes and our families when we built towns and cities and suburbs. Of all the animals that travelled the long road through the ages with us, dogs always walked the closest. And those that remain are still with us now, here at the end of the world. And there may be no law left except what you make it, but if you steal my dog, you can at least expect me to come after you.